Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of clean clothes that just don't smell clean?
What if your clothes could stay fresh for weeks? Now they can.
Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent boosters keep your laundry smelling fresh way longer than detergent alone. Pour a cap of Downy Unstoppable's into your washing machine before each load and enjoy fresher smelling laundry for up to 12 weeks. This towel has already been used and it still smells fresh.
If you want laundry to smell fresh for weeks, make sure you have Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent boosters.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular, not about the money. Those stuff was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park, but she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually if it was meant to be, that it would be cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground, original, pure, untapped, but a down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Hit the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. But 1, 2, y'all.
Now periodically I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weed, in goes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the west coast, and that was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded, so why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did study, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro-black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past, so she got in the R&B, hip hop, space, and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun, not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1, 2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat comes, gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it, don't check it.
I might have failed a bitch and that the chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he altered her native. So if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressed hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city, talking about popping rocks, serving rocks, and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk, telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk, stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her, not just a mistake, I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so many niggas did it that she's just not the same. Letting all these goofy
doer. I see niggas perimeter and taking it to the sewer. But I'ma take a back hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip-hop. Hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop,
hip-hop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2 constant is going to drop. Ha ha, ha ha. I used to love her, 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 I used to love her.
This is a product of, you know, and goes through time multimedia. This is your honey bee, Olasky, on the wheels of steel for you, and especially you. And welcome to the legendary New York City in your area. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press that 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by them boys, again, at the Unlimited Story Network, WBNN. Now, of course, I have my wonderful co-hosts who are going to be on in a moment. You know what I'm saying? Given their outstanding topics tonight, because we're going to make Merc City great again like it was in 2012. So, of course, without further ado, I'm going back on these wheels to steal for two, and right now, we're going to Cool G Rizap.
Coochie rap is my name, I write rhymes and assert them inside your brain. And DJ Polo, the man up behind me, operates the turntables when I'm rocking my rhymes. So give a demo, give a demo, give a demo, give a demo. Psychopath on the phonograph, none of the cut. You heard the boy's life, is he nice or what? He's the main entertainer inside the show, and he goes by the name of DJ Polo. So give a demo, give a demo, give a demo. Will operator, we're walking tall and we call the Terminator. I'm Uzi Rap and he's Polo. He cuts like a pro when I go solo. He's a man, spinner, winner, that you can bet. He's DJ Savannah on the table set. The cut, he's a cop in a party rock. And DJ's one, here I sit out my box. I'm a special new performer, wheels and steel trainer. 100% excellent entertainer. The maker and creator of the lyrical line. Idea of Shakespeare, the mind of Einstein. Surrender, pretender, you don't exist as a vocalist, so you can kiss this. I'm Cool G, rap greatest of all time, so you can see it. It's time my rhymes to give a demo. Give a demo. Give a demo. My recital will form a musical brainstorm, powerful sound waves where eardrums are torn. The form of the sight, competitors ignite audiences. Tonight I came to incite. The main result, my defeat will be typical, equivalent to 1,000 volts. To my brain, grasp, beat you attack like a leech. Examine when I'm jamming, and when I preach. Before I'm completed, you will all be deleted. You said I suck, instead I succeeded. Fan fascinator, I supply data. According to the proof, I'm a real smooth operator. Musical to fight, dialogue up to fight, no need to fight. The system contains musical rap brain, instrumentals inserted inside the brain. All hours rate low with the meeting in tempo. I give a dramatical cameo show. And now you know, DJ Polo, party people are ready to go. So get the demo, get the demo, get the demo, get the demo. But when it comes to a snack, I can solo with Polo and I'm in combat. I'm the instant humanoid, and I just get annoyed. Boy, you be destroyed, cause you got me like a Polaroid. Cause I'm like a meteor inside any area. Make the people marry ya, it's like a terrier. I'm a terrorist, I will terrorize. Selling any territory, I'm a glory enterprise. The microphone fanatic, cause I'm an Asiatic. Brother man from the motherland, rap is automatic. You can suffer as a suffocate, then I start to alienate. Make you an enemy, so you cannot retaliate. Mutilated, erased. No other crew can rescue my talents and balance. Audience is silent. MC, stop fighting or I'll give silent.
Nobody playing with y'all, man. Of course, it's a demo by Coogee Rap. Of course, 596-453-9133. All you're going to do is press fun to join the convo. Brought to you by them boys. And, of course, I go to overseas now to my girl. You know what I'm saying? The light-skinned wonder, Mona Lisa. Listen, that was DJ Money Love out of London, England. And all the folks out there know that she still do radio shows across this outstanding continent that we call planet Earth. Now, of course, now I go to the illustrious Princess C with things for you and me. What's city in your area?
Hey, everybody. What's up tonight? This is Princess C. And, wow, welcome to Merc City. And, yes, we are making Merc City great again. Right. Yes, we are. And so we're bringing hip-hop, y'all. Hip-hop with the message. Or should I say hip-hop with a message. And so that's what we're doing tonight. And we're going to have some awesome stuff for you guys tonight. We have topics tonight. And tonight, I am going to be talking about our youth. Because last show, that was the end of the last year, 2022, we talked a bit about the gun violence here in America, especially in Philadelphia and the other inner cities around this country. And it stems from something, okay? Something is causing this increase in gun violence. And we're going to explore some things that are causing all of this violence, and not just with guns, but other types of violence that our young people are displaying and portraying. And it's not good, people. It's a sad thing. So I'm going to talk tonight, and oh, Happy New Year, because it is 2023, and this is the first Merch City of 2023, y'all. And I'm going to talk briefly about cults. And that's C-U-L-T, cults, like the occult, but different types of cults. And some of you might say, oh, cults, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it has a lot to do with it, because children as young as 5 and 6 year olds that have access to the internet, and it could be on a computer, a desktop, a laptop, but most of these kids now, these little children, they have their own cell phones. Some children have a cell phone at the age of 2 and 3. And these parents are giving these little kids cell phones. And some of you listening probably are some of those parents. You give children a cell phone at that age. They're little toddlers, okay? They can't even spell yet, like at age 2 and 3, okay? Some of them can't even half talk. But yet they have a cell phone, and they know how to access the internet. They know how to access different sites and play games on the internet at age 2 and 3. Okay? They can maneuver through your phone. And so you get them their own phone so that they can get out of your hair, and they can be quiet and leave you alone. So that's what y'all do. And some of them have tablets, and the same thing, they can access all types of stuff on the internet. So what's happening, these young kids, when they get about 5, we have some like 5 and 6 year olds, they're streaming onto these different sites that look intriguing to them, that look interesting to them, and they're landing on sites that are cult sites that lures children into these sites. And then they begin to manipulate their minds. And it's happening all across, not just this country, but all over the world, where these cult sites are getting these young kids to become members of their cult. And yes, it's an online cult. But then their kids, like once they get older, they actually travel places to go and meet these cults and meet up with them and go to their meetings. And but listen, we're not going to talk about that portion. That'll be another show. But I want to stick to the online portion, because the online portion is so widespread, people, and parents, it's happening right under your noses, and you don't even know it. You don't even know it, okay? If you see your child spending all this time on their phone, on a laptop, on a tablet, shut in their rooms, and don't want anything else, you better start paying attention, because more than likely, they have stumbled across one of these sites. And there are so many different sites, and I'm not going to name the sites on here, because we know that all children are not monitored. So there are some children listening to this show tonight, and guess what? If I name those sites, that can be a way for them to go in there and find the sites I'm talking about. So I'm not going to name the sites. We don't want any more children going to those sites. No more teenagers going to those sites. So those sites are very, very detrimental to our children. Because here's what's happening. they're programming these young kids at very young ages. And then by the time they're like about 12 years old, now they're groomed and, you know, they're ready to go out and commit crimes. Because once they get a certain age in a lot of these cults, they start to do like an initiation thing. And so if you see a lot of stuff happening, you're like, well, why did these kids do that? 9 times out of 10, it's because they've been challenged by a cult group to go out and commit a crime, a random act of crime. You know, go out there and rough up an old person that they don't know. Go out and stab somebody. Go out and shoot somebody. Go out and do a carjacking. Go out and do whatever it is. And this is what's happening. These kids are online becoming members of these cults, and they tell them to do things. And they go out and carry them out. And then they're rewarded for their acts. And they talk about it in these little cult online groups and all that stuff. And it's ridiculous. But this is what's happening, parents. And you have to really start monitoring your kids. And there's a way you can go on their phones and their computers, their laptops, and you can monitor and see what they've been looking at. You know, go in their history. Find out what sites they've been on. And some of them, they're so savvy, they probably erase all their history. But all of them don't. But you need to monitor their sites, and you need to start putting in parental controls on everything, because our children, thank God I don't have any young kids. All my kids are grown, thank God. But I still have a concern for these young children out here. I have grandchildren, okay? And if you notice the girls that have become part of these online cult groups, they start to change their behavior. They start to change their look. They start wearing black nail polish, black lipstick, and they want the goth look. Most of their clothes are now black, and they want to look like they're part of the goth people. You know, G-O-T-H, like gothic? Yeah, that's what they start doing. And they start wearing these little black boots and all that stuff, and the little flared skirts and all kinds of things. And if you see stuff like that happening, parents, beware. Because 9 times out of 10, that child has joined an online cult. And these cults make them feel good about themselves. If you're not giving your children enough attention, guess what? You need to start, because, see, these cults, they're giving them attention, making them feel good about themselves. And they tend to target children that are being bullied. They tend to target children with low self-esteem and children that want to fit in. So they give them that encouragement. They let them fit in. And the more stuff they go out there and do as far as crimes are concerned, guess what? The more they're going to fit in. And then when they become like well in their teens, it's like they're just out there. And that's when they're killing people. And it is so sad, everybody. So please take an interest in what your child is doing. Start spending some quality time with your children, because if you don't, guess what? These cults will. And now they're having meetings where they can see them in person, and you definitely don't want it to get to that level, because then that level is more dangerous than the online level. And that then opens up more doors for them to become involved with human trafficking and all kinds of other things, sex trafficking. They could wind up being part of a ritual or a sacrifice, because they're using young children, okay? They're sacrificing young kids, and what better way to lure them in to be sacrificed than to have them become a member of these cults. So parents, please be careful. So crimes across this country that are being committed by children and teenagers, more than likely, they are part of an online cult. And that's my spill for now. All right? I'll be back at you in a bit. Take it away, Brother O. Honey B. Olasky. We'll be right back.
trick. Protégés perish with my tactics. Terminate, exhale. I bust brain cells. I'm international, my name rings bells. Define definitions like a dictionary. Impulse, impact. Cause I'm a visionary. Tragedy elevates to the exterior. Imperial, superior. You're inferior. Intelligent trooper. I detect and I design paragraphs like an architect. Spitting fire like a serpent. Lyrical merchant translate transcript. And I interpret. Daredevil of percussion. Born to detour. Able to live a ton of lyrics like a 4x4. Paragraph professor, strong metaphor. Pumping bass like a birther. Psychologist inserter. Torture, slaughter. Then I murder. Gladiator rebel. Trained to cause havoc. The microphone manipulator. And I'm tragic. Science drop. When times are convenient. I label the lyricist a form of genius. Rhyming is a skill. The source is energetic. My techniques are brilliant. And I'm hyperkinetic. Indivisible, intelligent. Concept navigator. Tragedy. The live motivator. Cite rhymes like a poet, use the pen for my endurance. Techniques are abusive, so is my performance. Record rotating, life is motivating. The master of lyricists, rhymes coordinating. Einstein of lyrics, maps like a path. Rather listen to the trash on your phone of rap. Original, Asiatic, rhymatical mechanic. Jet like the Uzi ammunited automatic. On the strength, I'm terrific. Rhymes are hieroglyphic, use a potion and emotion. My brain is scientific, rhymatical, motivating. Chief annihilating, the lyrical poet. We are exterminating, born to destroy. Tokologist, terminator. The rebel love the treble. The motivator.
Listen, 516-453-9133. You know, catch well with me, your honeybee, on these wheels of steel for you, and especially you. I'm going to take my first caller of the evening before I go to my second track. Caller, you're on live with the honeybee. What's up?
Hello, honeybee, darling. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Chilling. You know what I mean? You know, just like a villain out here on these wheels trying to, you know, touch these steels.
Killing like a villain, I say that all the time. Well, listen, I totally agree with everything that was said about the internet and being safe on the internet. I mean, God knows I love the internet. I met my husband on the internet. However, it's really scary out there today. There's a lot of scary things out there today. But all that said, totally in agreement. So happy it's a platform here, Brother O, that people can be made aware of so many different things, and that topic is so important. So just wanted to call in, you know, throw my two cents in, support the show, and support you and all that you do for us at WBNN.
Well, we want to thank you, Miss Ava Holly. And when is your next show on the Story Network?
My next show is on January 18th, and we are throwing it down with Mo Garman. We are discussing cancer and all kinds of stuff about it. So if that's something you want to be aware of and what's going on out there today, tune in on January 18th at 9:30.
All right. We love you, man. Nothing you can do about it. That was the great Ava Holly, you know what I mean, part of the Story Dynasty host. That do they thing. Hey, Tribe Called Quest, man. Let's. Yeah. Your relaxation. Yeah.
Black hair and your fat ass style. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, a Haitian. Name is Fife Dawg from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got DVD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop down cause you couldn't relate. You couldn't relate. You couldn't relate. Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your nose, piece very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of food tang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the good, like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yak. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees. Can hardly speak, or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my G. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the street.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me take the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got demon furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beagle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass jack is really so on ice. The character is a man, never ever a mic. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice. It ain't nothing nice.
In your area, you know what time it is, 516-453-9133, Show Honey Be Old Ass Ski, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, Hall of Famers, always here for you, you, and especially you. Now, of course, we go to my man, you know what I mean, from Power Hell, Sham God, with his outstanding topic. First topic of the night, please.
What's going on? Y'all hear me loud and clear?
Do your thing, man, do your thing.
What's going on with y'all, man? Sham God, Powell. Shout out to the DJ. Yo, I ain't hear Moni Love since 103.9 was a hip hop station. You got me feeling old, man. Shout out to Dr. J, not Julius Chinchilla. I'm sure she ball like him as well. My topic for today is computers versus guns, and it's crazy how Dr. J kicked it off, because everything that she was saying is pretty much what I want to say about computers and guns. I mean, the first time I had an interaction with a pistol was my dad's gun. My dad wasn't a criminal. He was more like a cop and everything. But guns are so normalized in our community from such a young age, and a lot of people, by the time they turn 15 in Philadelphia, they already witnessed the first murder, or at least stumbled across the dead body somewhere. And growing up in school, it wasn't until about middle school when they started putting computers in all of our classrooms. Now, the correlation that I want to make between the two is that guns are way, way more popularized than being on a computer, but the computer is where all the opportunities now lay, especially in the year 2023. And if I could do anything for the youth, I would get them involved in more computers. But that is a double-edged sword, like Dr. J was saying, because we're going to stick with the word cult, right? These cults are definitely out here. They're definitely out here, and they're on social media, and they're teaching your children how to do all the wrong things. They're over-sexualizing them. They're criminalizing them. They're making them more violent. And as time go on, you're starting to have social media raise these children, especially when you have 14, 15, 16-year-olds that start YouTube channels. They go online and get rich. And I'm not saying, you know, I've never been a hater, so I never cared about anybody getting any money. But when it starts to break up the family structure, that's when it becomes a problem. When a child now becomes the breadwinner and that voice becomes louder than the parents, and it's influencing other children not only to rebel, but do things that they have no business doing, that's a serious, serious, serious problem. I mean, listen, I bought my first gun when I was 18. Not because I needed it, not because I even wanted one, just because everyone had one. Having a gun is as normal as having a pair of boxers on when you come outside. You come outside and you ain't got no boxers on, they gonna clown. They gonna say, "Oh, you dirty, you free balling." You come outside without your gun, it's the same thing. Fast forward to 2023, we're all walking around with $700, $800, $900, $1,000 phones. Since when was it ever cool to invest in something and not make no money off of it? I mean, we're walking around with these phones and we're becoming slaves to the media. It was bad enough when it was just the TV, right? Because the TV can't leave your house. Now you got your entertainment in your pocket and you can plug into the Matrix at any time you want. Hopefully, as adults, we have enough discernment to say, you know what, now is not a good time to be on social. I have to handle grown-up business. But the children, they don't have that. All they see is a world that they want to explore. And all of their role models with this social media thing, their role models are right at their fingertips now. It's not like me when I was a kid looking up to Allen Iverson. I would never run into Allen Iverson. I would, you know, let me take that back, because I did meet Allen Iverson. I was a basketball player. He came to you know, long story. But, you know, I have a daughter, man, and she looks up to these YouTubers and these TikToks, and she wants to go to Hollywood. She wants to go to Venice Beach in Miami and meet these people. And there's nothing good that ever would result out of that, because these people, they're not pushing education. They're not pushing family stability. They're not pushing any of that stuff. They're pushing homosexuality, violence, and crime and drug use. That's all they're pushing. But it makes me wonder, do they do this in other countries? Or is it a conditioning that we have to deal with over here in America? Are they conditioning our children to be a certain way? And why? You know, I'm not as well traveled as you, Mr. DJ Brother Ngozi or Dr. J. I'm sure you guys have been around and you've seen many different people and family structures and how they raise their children. All I know is America. All I know is the trenches. All I know is North Philly, the Bronx, Harlem. That's all I know is places like that. And the children are the greatest, man. We can't afford to hand their minds over to people who don't have our best interests in mind. It's sad. These children are come to you with so many ideas. Excuse me, man. Stupid shit, man. That they see on the internet, pranks and this and that, and it's like, at what point in time are you actually going to become a human being? Like, at what age is a good age to start teaching our children how to be actual people, and instead of pacifying them with this technology, like Dr. J said, your child come in the house and mommy and daddy so busy, they don't have time to sit down and train their children mentally, read to them, teach them things. They don't have time to see, man. I feel so blessed as a child, man, because my mom, she showed me how to write checks. My dad showed me how to do certain things. Son, never leave the house without, back then it was a bus token, change for a payphone, and a couple dollars so you can eat some, even if it's just the white rice and gravy. Our children are so unprepared, but yet they're so eager, and that's the dangerous combination, because you're eager to get involved with things that you have no idea about. I mean, how does a parent respond? Seriously, like, when you have an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old coming to you and they say stuff like, just run with what Dr. J was saying. I'm emo. My favorite rapper paints his nose. Now I want to paint my nose. Your favorite rapper? Man, listen, I don't want to hear none of that. You understand what I'm saying? Your child comes to you and they say, back in the day it was just dating, right? You're like, you just didn't want your daughter or your son dating before that age. And that was like, they come to you 5, 6, 7 years old and like, mommy, daddy, I think I'm gay. And it's like, whoa, why are you even, first of all, who gave you the permission? You understand what I'm saying? Not saying that you need permission to do that, but at that age, there's no way that you should even be thinking about that. You shouldn't be sexualized in no kind of way. But when you sit back, yo, because I'm a big kid. I'm only 31. I still watch cartoons. I sit back and I watch these cartoons. It's the same thing with the cartoons. The comedy is off-brand. It's not even funny. It's just dark. It's dark and it's grim, and it's trying to hide behind the premise of being funny when really it's just teaching the destruction of the community. And once again, I feel like in my heart, that is only over here in America. It's only over here in America. And it's not just the social media. It's not just the cartoons. It's every form of entertainment, aside from movies, because I feel like movies tell some of the best truth out here. You understand what I'm saying? But we're not on that. Just getting back to the social media, the cartoons, the peer pressure, the softening of the rare ending of children. I don't know when children would even have all these choices to make. My life was designed for me a certain type of way. I wasn't allowed to make no decisions about anything. But I'm done ranting about that because I do have other topics to get to. The DJ does have other songs to play. So, Brother Ngozi, do your thing.
Was the worst again able to have a strength to spend another turntable. sister, better back off, mister. Another damn stranger by the real soul sister. This lady could have a plug, your mouth is wide open and it's dripping saliva. So wipe your lips, even admit that this is as good can get. So pump up the volume and let's get bold and let's do the sisters with the soul.
How you feel?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm enjoying your show. And I just wanted to speak on that subject, what Chinchilla was talking about. Today I observed on Newport, Virginia News that a six-year-old packed a gun in his backpack and he came to school and he shot his teacher. She held her hand up, and the shot went through her hand and her shoulder. And the officer was discussing how, even though she was wounded, she made sure she got her children out safely. And the cops had to detain the young boy, and he was 6 years old. And I feel like she's right. I talked about this a long time on my show, about the cartoons and the things in the media that can harm children. I had a documentary where it showed in the cartoons, as the brother was talking about, sexual parts. They had sex in part of the movies. They had women cartoons with their legs open. And this is serious, parents. You got to watch what your children are watching on the cartoons, because they put subliminal messages in the children's minds. You know, I don't know exactly what's going on with the children, but it starts with the parents. They have to monitor their children. you know, I know a lot of parents have to go out there and work, but it's very important that they monitor what the children are watching on TV. And most of the games that they play are violent games. And they have guns in these type of games that they are playing. So I wanted to let you all know about the six-year-old that shot his teacher. And also the gun was registered.
Wow, Sister Tessie, that's deep, man. You know, we love you, man, for always telling your truth in honor of WBNN. Now, tell us when you're going to be on your wonderful, outstanding show.
Well, I believe I'll be on February the 3rd.
That's right.
Yes, and I always let people know what my title is going to be then, but I will be on February the 3rd. And I'm enjoying the show, and I'm going to sit back and listen.
Listen, Sister Bessie, we thank you so much. Hey, Special Ed, what you got to say about
what
it,
I
man?
What I say, why say, and who is to say? Because you make yourself what you are today. So only to yourself do you have to prove it. So come on, let's move it. So what you think?
It's cool, but can I do a video to it?
Effective by clinical tests, because some couldn't come to believe I was the best, so they tested me. And now they in the clinic, they almost arrested me, because I did it. But I didn't mean to do it, but you had to mess with me, and then you blew it. Now you got to chew it, and swallow it all. I guess that's the way that you bounce the ball, or something like that. My mother always told me, your mother always told me, baby homie, don't get mad because you don't get cheese, and I get extra cheese like pizza. You can't keep your girl because you can't please her. But let's get back to the fact that we're proving. So let me prove it. Come on, let's move it. Come on. Spent time with the rhyme like a person, rehearsing like a verse in a chapter of a play, but I rap to not make money, though you might find it funny, but hey, I do it cause I like it, plus it is instructive, and listening to the mind cause it's mentally productive, and I am one who seeks special education, cause I can't learn from the system of my nation, I should have seen my residence run by their president, cause my mother and brother and father are from the motherland of another land called Jamaica, some of them say God, some of them say Jah is the maker, but I say why say, and who is to say, cause you make yourself what you are today, and only to yourself do you have to prove it. So come on, let's move it. On to victory, may I be marching, each and every day, reaching out to pay my respects and checks to everybody that helped me on the way to where I've gotten. Thanks a lot, and everybody out there buying records by the carton. Thanks to the banks and thanks to the labels. Thank you everybody with my record on your turntable. Thanks to the sellers and the distributors. Everybody thank your mom because she delivered us. Thanks to your pops, he gave the drops of life. Thanks to the Lord that saw the double knife that I used to fight evil. Like I fight suckers, damn I like them, so I want to thank fuckers. Thanks to my DJ and thanks to my producer. Thanks to the girls because you let me seduce you. Thanks to the posse around the way. And thanks to the fans that take the way. Just come and do the jam, throw your hands in the air and groove it. Come on, let's move it.
City in your area. Now, all the callers out there, stay patient because we'll let our Princess C come back on for you, you and me with our next topic, y'all.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. Thank you so much. And thank you, Sister Bessie, because I was going to mention the six-year-old boy. That happened last week, and I totally forgot to mention him. He was part of my topic to mention him because he is that age. And so that's just a prime example of what's going on. And I know his parents are not monitoring what he's doing on his cell phone. And so that's sad. And then there's other incidents such as that all around this country. And it's just a sad situation. It's so very sad. Kids at such young ages are getting involved in these cults online. And it's terrible. It's absolutely horrendous. Before I start with my next topic, I want to take a moment to congratulate our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Honey Bee Olasky, and Princess C, and Sham God Powerhill on our 48th WBNN all-time connection record with Merck City, with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, the wonderful historical Darlene Lawrence. Yay, way to go, Merck City. Yes, we're making Merck City great again. All right, now, Sham God, I loved your lecture and your topic as well. It was awesome. And the callers that have called in so far, thank you so much, and your comments were great. Now, my next topic is food, nutrients that affect your children. It affects their brains and their behaviors. Now, let's go back, okay? And I'm only going to go back to when I was a little girl, okay? When I was a little girl, most of the people that I know grew up eating home-cooked meals. That means that their mom or their grandparent, whoever it was in their home, they prepared a meal for them. Dinner time, we sat down and ate dinner together. Lunch, of course, you know, we'd come home from school and sit down and eat a homemade lunch. Breakfast, we had breakfast before we left for school in the morning, and it was not a donut, it was not a muffin, it was not candy or a bag of chips. It was food, okay? This is not happening today. And it's a sin, parents. It's a sin that you're not feeding your children the proper nutrition, okay? Breakfast in the morning. Now, when I grew up, of course, yeah, we were eating like cereal or oatmeal or grits, you know, and at that time I was eating meat, so we would have like maybe grits and sausage or grits and bacon. But, you know, I don't eat meat anymore. But, you know, having grits and oatmeal or cereal, toast in the mornings back then, that was considered healthy, okay? Today, I would not consider that as healthy in the morning for children because, mind you, they're getting up. First of all, you're breaking the fast. The breakfast means you're breaking your fast. So, which means that all night long you've been asleep, right? You have not consumed any food or beverage because you've been asleep. So when you wake up in the morning, you're breaking your fast. So to consume oatmeal is pretty heavy. Although it gives you energy, but it's still pretty heavy on the body to eat first thing in the morning. Grits, hey, same thing, a little too heavy to eat first thing in the morning. You don't want to consume that. What you want to give to your child, and definitely the donuts and all that stuff is a no-no, snacks a no-no. What your child should have first thing in the morning to break that fast, first, drink a glass of water, not a whole glass, maybe 4 ounces of water, and then fruit, either a banana, an apple, an orange. Make sure they have some fresh fruit. Why? Because food, like fruits, feeds the brain. They're filled with antioxidants, lots of nutrients to keep the body healthy, and it feeds their brain. okay? And, you know, the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's true. Try it. Apples are filled with fiber and all kinds of other things that the body needs to keep your bowels moving. And today we have so many kids that are constipated because they're not eating properly. They're eating too much processed food, parents. Processed foods are terrible. They have no nutrients whatsoever. And an example of a processed food would be canned goods. You know, canned vegetables, canned beans like kidney beans and northern beans and all those canned foods, they're processed, okay? McDonald's, Checkers, Wendy's, all of that stuff is processed. It's a bunch of junk. It is not good for the body. Processed foods are filled with so many preservatives and additives to keep them like, you know, usable or eatable, to preserve them, to keep the shelf life long. And you want to not give your kids that stuff. It messes up the brain. The preservatives that are in these things, it destroys brain function. It also causes irritability in children, restlessness, and all kinds of other things. So stay away from that. Another thing you want to stay away from that causes a lot of behavioral problems and affects the brains of children is dairy products. Now, listen, I don't know if y'all did not know or did know that milk is a dairy product, okay? Milk comes from a cow, and it's dairy. Eggs, that's dairy. Cheese from a cow or a goat, that's dairy. Those are all dairy products. And dairy products, you know, I like to say dairy is scary, and yes, it is. So dairy products, it causes respiratory problems in children, and it also causes brain problems in children with their thinking and all. So stay away from the dairy. Give them something else. Give them soy almond, cashew milk, any other kind of milk than this dairy milk, because it's not healthy for them. And, you know, they say, you know, that, oh, a child needs milk. Milk is good for the bones and all that stuff. Guess what? There's more calcium in other types of so-called non-dairy milk. But they still call it, you know, milk. But there's more calcium in those things. And then as you get older, they're going to tell you that, guess what, with all the milk that you drank, it wasn't good for your bones, and you wind up why you have osteoporosis and all that stuff when you get older. Okay, so stay away from the milk. It's not healthy. And if your child has asthma, you definitely want to get them off the dairy quick, fast, and in a hurry, and watch what happens to their asthma. Another thing, high fructose corn syrup. Stay away from it. Stop buying Kellogg's, Post, and all those other cereals that are filled with high fructose corn syrup. You look at the box. Usually that's the first thing that's on the box, and under the ingredients, high fructose corn syrup. All of them drinks that you're buying, all of those drinks like Fruit Punch and all these other drinks by Minute Maid and what's those other brands? I don't buy them, so I don't even know all the names of them, but all of those drinks that you're buying, look at the ingredients, please. Most of them have high fructose corn syrup listed first or second. You want to stay away from anything with high fructose corn syrup. It's not healthy for the kids. It's not healthy for you either, but especially for your kids, because it affects their ability to think. It stagnates their brains. So you want their brains to be healthy. And there's so many more that I could talk about. You know, I'll talk about it again on another show, but there's so many other things, and if you really want to know, like, all the whole list of stuff that I have that you need to stay away from if you want your kids to be smart and you want them to have good behavior, you can call me or hit me up on Facebook, okay? Chinchilla Jonesia is my Facebook page. Inbox me or call me Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. At 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that's 844-642-8378, extension 888. Because our children are our future, and we have to keep them healthy. Parents, please, if you don't cook for your children, start doing so. Don't send them off to school with a muffin or candy or give them money so they can stop at the corner store and buy junk. Their brains need to be fed. Vegetables, fresh vegetables, parents, fresh vegetables. Feed them fresh vegetables. Those are brain foods as well, okay? But you have to feed it to them. And some of y'all say, oh, my kids don't like, they don't like vegetables. Well, have you given them fresh vegetables? Or you give them that nasty gook out of the can? Okay, there is a difference. And especially if your children are young children tend to like crunchy things. So they will eat celery. They will eat broccoli because it's crunchy. And there are ways that you can make it interesting, like take a celery stalk, a celery, slice it, you know, cut off pieces, and then, you know, the middle part. In the middle part, take and put some almond butter in it and top it with some raisins, okay? I call that ants on a log. And guess what? They'll love it. So celery's good. It's good for them. Broccoli's good for them. So you have to really start taking charge of your children's health and of your health as well. And dinner, make their dinner colorful. It should be colorful. It should not be a plate of all the same colors. You should have different colors on your plate, like yellow, green, orange. You know, the more colorful, the more nutrients are in that meal. So please, and try to stay away from the pork and the beef, okay? And, you know, I'm a naturopath, so I'm a vegan as well. So I would tell you to stay away from meat altogether. But I know a lot of you are not going to listen to that. But if you stop giving your children meat, if you try it for 1 week, and stop giving them junk food for 1 week. Stop giving them dairy for 1 week. Stop giving them cereals with high fructose corn syrup for 1 week. And stop giving them junk food for 1 week. Watch what happens to your child. You'll see their behavior change. You will also see their mentality change because their brains will be able to function better. They will become smarter. And the last thing I want to say about that, I did a test years ago when my children were in school, and every morning I used to do with the whole school, I had something called hype affirmations that the whole school would have to say over the intercom. They would have to repeat after me. And so during that time, they were having PSSA testing, and that's when that had first started. And so many school districts had failing schools that were failing because half of their school were, called inefficient or something like that. They had average, above average, and proficient, and then whatever whatever was below average. And so most of these schools, the majority of kids were failing. And so we wanted to find a way to get the schools in that district, and especially the school that I was working in, to have better scores on the PSSAs. And my children, they were born vegan and vegetarian, always fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables, and they always got straight A's, and they were above average, whatever the top thing was called at that time. And so I said, well, why don't we try giving the children in the morning before testing fresh fruit like grapes and sliced apples and things like that. So the principal agreed, and every morning during those testing weeks, that's what we did. We had aides, they would go around to every class and give out bags of grapes and apples, fresh sliced apples and everything. And those kids, when the testing scores came back, we were the highest in the district, and it makes a difference, parents. Give your children what their brain needs. Not something that's convenient for you because it's quicker to give them junk. All right. I am Princess C, a.k.a. Chinchilla J.
Nah, y'all. I ain't disrespecting her. I'm just saying it happened to me. It can happen to him.
How you doing? What's your name? Oh, you his girl? Hello, my name is Mr. Goodball. I
came to offer champagne. Later on, maybe I'll tell you my real name. But for now, sip your drink and be merry. And be a nice girl and save me a cherry. Me, I have a Kahlua and milk. Cause champagne always stains my silk. You got a man? That's something we won't talk about. He's smart enough to have you. He's dumb enough to let you out. I like your Fendi bag, your alligator shoes, your hairstyle and your whole point of view. The way you lick your lips to stare, you tell me that's a habit, yeah. Honey-coated legs with not one scar, stylish wardrobe is up to par. Here's my number, call me in my car. You deserve a visit from Mr. Goodbar.
Oh,
so how long you been talking to him? Burn. Nah, he cool with me, he cool with me.
Oh.
Oh, he loves you. Honey, open up a bottle of brandy, better yet. Have a piece of Cool J candy and sweat the man. With the master disaster, break your life, clap the plan. And the cards on the table and the deal is dealt. I'm in the mood for a tuna melt. And I can't make you, I sure wouldn't rape you. Feeling kinda mellow and I sure would hate to leave the job half done. Cause at a time like this, you're the one that I'm looking for. Crawling on the floor, woo. I'm coming back for more. If the Mona Lisa's name was Teresa, I'd get a piece of the Mona Lisa. Then smoke a cigar. You deserve a visit from Mr. Goodbar. Yeah.
Oh.
So you be calling on the request line? Oh, yeah. Oh, he's my man.
Oh.
Him too. Yeah, I like Bobby Brown. I'm telling you, he's cool, but... Don't be cruel, cause you'll be on your own. It's my prerogative and my microphone. Yeah. Come and get this ice cream cone or I deliver it when your daddy ain't home. Grown and healthy, that's how I like them. Big juicy legs and a nice pair of kegs. Mr. Goodbar style. You haven't met a guy like me in a while. I jump out of cake, dance, flake, shake. I ain't got nobody by Jake. Smooth as white star, extra dry, my wet sundown. And I'll flip it in your mouth like a bonbon. You know what I'm saying, baby? I'm Mr. Goodbar. Yeah. So you know, next time your man's out, check him out. Nah, he's cool. Who, my girl? Oh, I don't know, your man might be with her. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with you. Yeah. Mr. Goodbar, baby. May I say, may I say, that outfit you got on, slam, juicy lips, so honey coated, Yo, he never says that to you, he never gives you compliments, do he be giving you flowers, baby, and telling you how much he cares for you, does he hold you and caress you and give you affection? I didn't think so.
Wow, Mr. Goodbar might be me, your old ass ski, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I go to, you know, the next call before then, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Merc City in your area. Caller, you're live with your boy, Olad.
Honor, brother. Oh, Jesus in the building. Honor to everybody this evening. What a powerful conversation. Honor to Mother Bessie. I wanted to respond. Excuse me, add on to what Mother Bessie was saying as a mother myself. And I gonna speak as if we in a new world. I gonna speak as if we got new bodies. I gonna speak from the heart and I gonna speak from the soul. Through my own experience with my own daughter and my only son, in my heart, it was about what my heart said. Yet I also had the way of the world in my mind, and then my heart told me that what was in my mind wasn't for my children. So I did not allow my children to watch TV other than making the choice to allow them to watch the television on a Saturday and 4 hours on a Sunday, their entire life. My son, because my heart told me to, my son went to school for 14 months of his life out of 17 years, because my heart say that you cannot fulfill God and be praying to some God and all this the almighty high and this creator, but not be and demonstrate the creator in your life. Like, this is what the world is. The world want to justify God and humanize the creator and justify a way to humanize us spiritual beings. So in saying that, I did not allow my children, and I told my children why. Because that my children needed to snap my feet and be nurtured by the gospel that is installed in me, period. They have a soul journey to fulfill. Now, also, when I did allow my children to watch television on them Saturdays and 4 hours on Sunday, my son turned around and wrote 18 books at the age of 10. And my son spoke about what was coming through the TV screen. See, we spiritual beings in flesh and blood, but the world don't want to face that part and want to justify how to make the world better without being connected to the spiritual part of us, which is the creator. And this is why this world is backwards today. Another problem with children development is something that people don't say. Many in the world going to need another body for this one. The truth that a mother even give her child away 5 days a week is a disease. Talk about the development and eating right. This right here is a problem that's shocking the spirit and the nervous system. And things that I'm saying you can't Google. You better Google God, since you always talk about the creator and God. That's what you can do. You're waking these children up out of their sleep to get rid of them. You are affecting their development, their nervous system. God made these children perfect. The DNA has its own time to get up on its own, not you waking your children up to get rid of them, to send them into a five-day ritual and not be responsible and take care of your children. So in saying that for the world, America, you don't even know your children. No, you won't. No, you don't. You facilitate them. And you talk about basic things from the way of the world. The world can, America can only tell things about their children based on what you was programmed to. You don't know their imagination. You don't know where their soul come from. You would say, God, what is that? You should be able to see where your child come from, where the soul come from. If you praying and you believe in some God and some creator and some almighty high, would the almighty high, the creator, give his kids away 5 days a week for another one to teach them when everything that God created in the child was already made perfect, didn't need no help, and the little Bible already told you not to be taught by somebody? So that's a mental disease and an emotional disease in the world that's going to need a new body. For the fact that you waking children up out their sleep to get rid of them and trying to find ways to justify for your children to be better. See, your children are spiritual beings. When they sleep at night, all that television, we have entities that's coming through the screen. How do I know that? Because I can see them. I talk and I work with hundreds of children that talk to me. These entities are in their dream. They see these entities. They, as in the children, they don't talk to parents about it because the parents ain't really awakened to God. They just talk about God. They ain't really awakened to the creator because the creator takes you deep into the soul. The creator takes you into the spirit world that is around us and will show you. Nothing is disclosed from the entities all across this planet, above the planet, inside the planet. That's in your children's dreams, and that's in your dreams as well. So in saying that, the fact that America is waking their children out of their sleep to give them away, this is a mental psychological disease, period. Something is wrong with that, honey. Why? Because we are full of artificial intelligence and really do not know what to do with children, period. America do not want their children. America have been brainwashed and hoodwinked and programmed to be sick, and to find a way to justify the enemy's way, the dark way of leading children on this planet, until women alone, fathers too, but men are more mentally incarcerated than the life giver, until women want their children. Children ain't nothing but a facilitated being that become a product of a martial law life. Go to bed, do this, do that. Nothing of their imagination, nothing of their soul. Nothing of their spirit. Nothing of the origin of where the soul incarnated from. Nothing.
just an artificial child being led by adults who never face their shadow and find the ways to justify on how to simply love a child, let alone love yourself. So that was pretty much all I wanted to say. People do not want their children, a little bit more, do not want their children 5 days a week. And most of the world going to need a new body to align with what I'm saying. The world is hurt. The world is broken. The world has been programmed so bad to now we want to pick out certain things to make better. The fact that people don't want their children, honey, 5 days a week is one of the biggest, darkest experiences of human life, honey. Human life, honey. Thank you, y'all. Much love. The best to everybody. And thank your heart for beating every day. Thank your liver. Thank your kidneys. Thank your cells. Thank your blood system.
Yes.
You should be able to see inside your body. Since you know the creator, well, the creator ain't going to disclose your eyes from seeing inside of you so that you would know everything that's attached to the body. Now that
all right.
That, I love it.
I love us too. That is the Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and nominee for the class of 2022. We'll be on February 2nd, y'all. We're going to try to get, you know what I mean, all the callers in. But, of course, we still got Sham God with his last topic. But before that, it's the Diggy Diggy Doc, y'all.
This
Y'all ready to get hyped or what? We're right about now, the Doc and
the Doctor.
This house in a set, center stage. Pumping it just like this. A little something for the brethren. With this electric, truly understand it. It's like a message from the one who's getting sanded. Making a mark on the strength with rhyme ain't like nothing. When you're pumping, something that's bumping, did it? Cause it's like I had to make one. Better than the last one. Close to mistake, none. But something new was needed in the mix too. Make it as lethal, so lethal that I would think you couldn't be made to invade certain areas. No other jurisdiction. But that was fiction. As you progress and you're enlightened, and the better you're writing by never biting, you're exciting to the crowd, club, congregation, a gathering. Homies in the street, they'll be thinking you OG. Smooth, wordy example of how I'm living. I get in this prime, pumping records that'll blow your mind. I would have been down with rock, but I'd be broke by the punks. I'm opening up my trunk to reveal that living it up, my life is like a story. Yelling it, cause somebody else is telling it. Checking it, always getting paid, cause the rap is sort of a twist between what you needed and what I mean. What I mean by twist, now you gotta listen. Never a song in a negative, cause I'm a part of what you've been missing. So in total, this is one of the many styles of an artist. Hard it may be, but not my hardest, just a portion. Cup of salty water in the ocean. Rocking it was the notion, this means I needed a potion. So I asked the doctor, D-O-E, could he comply? Looking at me with a grin, he shrugged his head and said, why would you ask me a question? Knowing you knew the answer all the time, I'll make the records you can hear is that'll blow their mind. Something melodic. After 30 seconds, Dre looked up and said, I got it like the dope sound. Rolling with a dope beat made me rock a dope rhyme, which was simple cause time equivalent to the greatest. Nobody knew before cause I just decided to make myself apparent once more to deliver to you an order. Let's call it a system. My brother tried to play me like a kid, so I just missed him. And now I'm ruthless by keeping the crowd grooving. To get so righty that you swear your chair's moving, but it wouldn't, it couldn't. It's for a feeling you encounter when you're rocking to the music of the Doc. And Dre is on the cut, so be weary of all moving, but whatever you do, take the time to enhance the record by making moves like smooth. And I'll keep pumping lyrics top of music that'll blow your mind.
Yeah. Man. Man, I can never outdo myself. Let's go right back to Mr. Sham God Power Hill at this time for his last topic. Gia.
Yo, 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 yo. All right, I'm back. I'm back. Be great again. All right. Before I get into my second topic, which is STEM. STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math programming, right? Before I get into that, I want to say shout out to the last couple callers that called in, had me rolling. Hey, stop with the lazy parenting. Stop sending your children off to be indoctrinated into a system that is not going to better their life. You hear me? And Google God. Big fact. But science, technology, engineering, and math, that kind of closes out the conversation that we've all been having tonight. I strongly believe in science, technology, engineering, and math as far as a study can change the trajectory of our culture. I mean, I'm pretty sure athletes and things I've said it before, how we don't need any more athletes, we don't need any more singers and dancers and things like that. But I'm going to take it a step further. We don't need any more we don't need any more doctors and lawyers. Hear me out when I say this. Because a lot of times when it comes to doctors and lawyers, these are people that we call on and depend on to get us out of a jam. What I would like to start seeing our people do, especially our youth, they start to take up more preventative practice. You understand what I'm saying? Don't put yourself in a legal bind to where as though you have to depend on a lawyer. Don't put yourself in a health bind to where as though you have to depend on a doctor. And that, you know, goes back to what Dr. Cinchilla was saying. And shout out to you, man. I tried being a vegan for a little bit, and then I started working down pimping Chestnut at the Dunkin' Donuts. It was next to a Five Guys. It was a whole bad fiasco. But I gave up the pork and the beef, and I encourage everybody to do that. Nobody's saying go cold turkey. One step at a time. Get rid of the pork one year. Get rid of the beef the next year. Get rid of the dairy, you know, the following year, so on and so forth. Because, listen, man, if y'all ever seen Trading Places, man, y'all know how powerful our dollar is, and y'all know what we can do to the pork belly industry. You know what I'm saying? The best way to fight the devil is by attacking his pocket. Don't get into his diet. Don't give him money to take care of us, because we can take care of ourselves. You know, like I said, less doctors and more dietitians, more nutritionists, more people that, you know, encourage our youth to get into more education that's going to move us forward and not just save us if we're in the pinch. And to be honest with you, I don't even trust where they're getting their information from that they're teaching us. It's time that we do our own independent studies and different things like that. But science, technology, engineering, and math, I've watched how those STEM programs turn small communities in Philadelphia around. I mean, I used to hang out a lot with Cambodians when I was in the Logan area, and a lot of Indians, a lot of different things like that. Their parents, they do more than encourage them to become engineers. It's damn near mandatory for them to go out and be a productive part of society, and not just productive, but being able to add on to society, because we live in a creative world now, and those who are creators are the ones that are prospering out here, that's the ones that are successful. And even if you do want to get into music and movies and different things like that, understand this, man. I'm a musician, so I can tell you firsthand. We ain't got no money. None of us do. You feel me? Especially the ones that everybody idolize and praise so much. They ain't got no money. That's the label's money, man. The people that are really making the money are the people that are into the science, the technology, the engineering, and the math of the music. So we're talking about the music lawyers. We're talking about the accountants. We're talking about the producers. We're talking about people that actually know the science of how to make this music and make your crappy voice sound good. The people that can actually make your dusty image look good. These are the people that get paid big money to do the hard work. And we idolize the clowns at the circus. You know, you understand what I'm saying? When you start looking at those ringleaders. Because they don't want, they the puppet master, they the Geppettos, and all these rappers are Pinocchios. All these people that you see on TV, they Pinocchios, man. They're being led by something, and as long as they lie, they know it's going to grow, and the only thing that's going to break them out of their bondage is their truth. Shout out to certain artists. I ain't going to say nobody's name, but we know who these artists are that speak out against us. But other ideas of science, technology, engineering, and math, any type of trade, man, do that and take care of your community. I'm not going to hold you up too much longer. We got another song queued up by the DJ, Brother Ngozi. It's on you, my brother.
Well, first of all, if I go there now, of course, getting closer to the hour, and I want everybody to respect the mic. I'm giving everybody 3 minutes to talk, so please make sure that you have your mindset ready to be able to understand that. So we go to our next caller. You're live with Honeybee Olansky in Look City in your area. Caller? Okay. What's
hello,
the next caller?
All right.
Okay. What's up?
I didn't hear. I'm muted. I'm sorry. So, how you guys
it's
doing?
It's okay.
Today?
It's okay. We chilling, man. You got 3 minutes, man. We know you have a whole lot to say. Jam packed in 3 minutes. Miss Tiana speaks, our new host at WBNN. What's up?
I know that message was for me.
No. It's everybody else too. It's all good. It's just for you. We are family.
I just wanted to make a point is just, you know, y'all have some great topics, but I'm just going to touch on one right now. One thing that I noticed, you know, because I've had the privilege of living in different areas because of where I'm from and the places I've lived, I noticed, you know, as far as food is concerned, one thing that bothers me when I see mothers, you know, or just even fathers buying harmful things for their kids, like, you know, it's just the red juices, the Doritos, they don't buy them anything that is, like, nutritional. And I noticed it's funny because if you look in the, you know, the poverty-stricken areas, you know, if you look around in the little corner stores, you see what type of food they have. But when you go to the areas that I've lived at where there's a lot of rich people, the food is different. But one of those reasons is affordability. That's understandable. But it's like I really think that there really should be some classes for people who may get assistance and things like that to buy things that are nutritious for their children, because at the end of the day, that stuff is going to be passed on from generation to generation. And I see this. When I see this little girl holding this harmful red juice that's banned in other countries with red number 40,
it
hurts my heart.
Some hugs, right? Hey, all the kids want hugs.
Hawaiian punch, too. Doritos, all that stuff. It's harmful. If you think if it sticks on your fingers, what do you think it does in your body? If it stains your counter, why would you think that's good for you? You know what I mean? So it bothers me. You know what I mean? Like, I used to eat that stuff and drink that stuff too, but until I started drinking some of those red juices, and it kills my stomach. It feels like knives are in it. My body rejects it, you know? Even when I ask for cranberry juice at a restaurant, I need to know it's not that fountain stuff that they give you, because I can't handle that. You know what I mean? So it's just a shame that kids don't have a choice. So as a parent, you have to look out for your children's nutritional needs and you know, make sure if you don't know how to do this and, you know, things they say, oh, this is hereditary, but it's diets are passed down, you know. So that's why a lot of people have a lot of problems, because you're following your mothers and fathers, what they gave you, stuff that was no good, and you're passing on to your children. And that's why all these health problems are coming. You know what I mean? I don't think everything
is crazy. It's crazy you said that. They're following their mother and father, but not their mother and father's faith producer. You right. You know what I mean? That's why we have these shows. Now, Tiana, tell us when your next show is on.
It's January 26th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and my next one after that is February 23rd, so please stay tuned.
All right, now, you know, that wonderful Tiana speaks. You know what I mean? Now we'll go to our next caller. You know what I mean? 3 minutes for you, too. What's up?
Wow. Hey, peace. You know, for me to sum this up in 3 minutes is really a challenge. So, you know, much divine love and respect for our commissioner, the woman of God, the beautiful, brilliant woman of God, Chinchilla J. Congratulations to you, Hall of Fame, 4-time, and peace to the Lord and Master Shem God. Man, bro, you are absolutely brilliant. I'm just getting to know you, and When I say that you are a perfect addition to what we are building here at the greatest company in the whole universe, in Omniverse, which is WBNN.
Yeah, right, you better know that. Now 2 minutes and 7 seconds. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Now, say what you just said again.
I said that, you know, for the our great company of WBNN is the greatest company in the whole universe and omniverse. You know,
you're right.
But when I used
you're
to
right.
walk the streets of Nam, you know, one of the things that, you know, when they say it's all good in the hood, trust me. One of the best things there, a lot of people who don't understand it, who didn't have that hood type of mentality, was the gambling spot. Now, we all know all kind of things can take place at the gambling spot, right? And what's so unique, we don't have a gambling spot here at our great company. We have a gathering spot. Listening to all the beautiful and brilliant minds that we have here, there's no stone that would be left unturned. Now,
that's right.
For those who don't know, we listen to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. For some of you who doubt what I've been saying for over 37 years, because it's been a real, real slow walk, because some of y'all was fight tooth and nail, right? So when I have said, there's a lot of subjects that was covered. First of all, let me clear something up. Ain't nothing gangster about killing one of your own or someone who looked like you. Ain't nothing gangster about that. The real gangster rapper was a man, a being that was called Paris. Sound just like Paris? Go out and try to Google Bush Killer. He's one of the only rappers that actually put out a song and songs about killing one of the evil beings of the white power structure. And what happened to his career? Ain't nothing against about killing somebody who looked just like you. As far as the food and nutrition, I remember the oatmeal. I remember the cream of wheat. I remember the love, which was the main ingredient that the bare knuckle, undisputed bare knuckle prize fighter, undisputed and undefeated, they used to feed me and my brother. But it's also, she served every meal with the secret ingredient of love, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's almost over my time, so look, stay tuned because I got a show coming up this week, this Thursday at 9:30 on this great company. We Will Aware You. I'm the host. I'll be bringing on a very special honored guest of mine, a real soul brother named Matthew. I am making a statement question. The statement is real players in the game of life. And if you don't know by now, life is a game. There's rules to this game. The question is, which part or position do you play? Like I say, I ain't playing with y'all for this calendar year. Okay? So anyway, I'm enjoying the show, loving every bit of it, and congratulations to you, Hall of Fame, four times great.
First of all, the International Radio Hall of Fame, Life and Achievement for the class of 2022, and also an enshrining for the class of 2020, and also two-time WNN Host of the Year with the Anna Waddell Award, Huni Bach Atun. And now, for the next 3 minutes, we have last year's Million Host of the Year, Clever One, Gia.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where if you show up at the cookout dressed up like somebody like the Adams Family, we going to let you keep walking like we ain't chilling on Picnic Area 17, you know what I mean? We're going to let you walk right past us, coming up dressing like the Gothic people, Uncle Fester or Tuesday or somebody. You know what I'm saying? Mortician somebody. Who honors that? But check this out, right? I wanted to elaborate on a few things, you know what I mean? Real quick, I'm going to make it brief, you know what I'm saying? Especially the, you know, as far as the diets and all that, you know. We need to take some diets off of these gadgets here. You know what I'm saying? Let's just imagine if you told your child, listen, we're going to take a break, you know what I'm saying, from the internet, you know what I'm saying, for a month. We're going to take a break from this from your iPad or your iMac or your iPhone or, you know, I stands for ignorant, if y'all didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? You know, That's what I'm going to say. I seen iRobot, so I'm all – that's all that, the same thing. That's all his gadgets, iRobot. Do you hear me? I said iRobot. Now, the whole thing about that is that's what we need to do. And then else what we need to do is go back to the old school where these teenagers who are out here shooting at each other like in Star Wars, they were once toddlers. They were once young, you know, before puberty. So, you know, what happens is this. Who was raising them? Who was raising them? You know, I mean, we got to go back to the old school. Make these little gremlins stand in the corner for a couple hours. You know what I'm saying? With some books in their hand. Make them read out loud while they're standing in the corner. Or make their ass write something 100 times. You know what I'm saying? I will not show my ass on IG. You know what I mean? 100 times. You feel what I'm saying? Or whatever it is that it's going to take, go back to the old school, man. You know what I mean? Take the privileges away. Do whatever. But you got to keep them active. You got to replace these taking away all that. You know what I'm saying? With keeping it active. You know what I'm saying? And furthermore, this is how I'm going to end it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say this. Like I said, it starts in the home, folks. Don't sit back and talk about these young people when they were at the forefront of the homes first, when they were 5, 6, 7 years old before they became 15, 16, and 17. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represented from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where they serve oatmeal with tater tots on top of it at CFCF up on State Road over there. Check your satellites.
Now everybody around the nation, I'm going to give you some inspiration and stimulation, cause I have to fulfill my obligation to set you on a little vacation, but you don't need a reservation, cause now I need your cooperation without a note, a hesitation, cause I got to keep my reputation. See, I go by the name of Aussie LaRock. I rock your body around the clock. I like a ticker, ticker, tock, ticker, tick, tick, tock, a ticker, ticker, tock around the clock, and I'm coming at you with the future shot. I got more rhyme than Wall Street. I got stock, y'all. Yes, I do, y'all. You see, now when I rock, I make your ears explode. Now I'ma take your mind in the next episode. Now I was walking down the yellow brick road, and on the rock was the ugly toasty. I looked at him and began to run. I ran into a lot of guns. Then I turned around, cause I was on the go. I bumped into a scarecrow. Then I ran as fast as I can, and I was stopped by a tin man. Then I asked him which way to go. They just stared at me, cause they didn't know that we started to shiver. We started to shake, but didn't know which a road to take. And then the line had an itch and began to twitch. The toe turned in into a witch. She was a bigger bad than the ugliest can be. I ran fast and amazing season. I leaped in the air to such a degree that I opened my head floor among me. It was almost the break of dawn. Then the big bad witch to wait the one. Then I fell to the ground, landing on my knees, and the sky was filled with a flying monkey. I was on the ground and we began to wrestle. It took me away to an unknown castle. The castle was dark and very scary, but I was hoping upon the a good fairy as the witch just looked in my eyes, and she tried to try to hypnotize. And then I compromise and I analyze, cause when I specialize and I realize that I memorized the way to go home. I knew I wasn't in the twilight zone. So along came my dog by the name of Toto. I grabbed the mic and we was on the go. Then I picked up a mic, I started to talk, I started to rock this big New York. Cause at the age of 1 I was on the run, and this is when my fun begun. Cause at the age of 2 I was able to do a roll a joint, a big bamboo. At the age of 3, I can clearly see why I am no mystery. You just listen to me, and you will agree that I'm number one. I guess to be, cause at the age of 4, I knew once more that I'm the baddest MC you ever saw. So when you open the door and you dance on the floor, you see with your eyes just saw. Then you grab a girl and patty do to the floor. She don't like that, there's the door. Now at the age of 5, I have a vibe, and I'm here right now to cut the job. But then you did with the dead, but never die. Up the door, I hope you survive, cause when you hear me rhyme, you're gonna slap my five. I'm coming after to keep soul alive. At the age of 6, I had my kicks, and now I'm here right now with a hat of tricks. I reach in my hat, I pull out a rabbit, and if you're quick, you might grab it. Then I reach in the hat, I pull out a wand, and now I'm gonna rock it to the break, like a donut. Then I reach in the hat, I pull out a mic, and now I'm gonna do it just to watch your life. Cause at the age of 7, I went to heaven, I couldn't be back until I meet 11. But at the age of 8, I came back to great, and now I have the power to create. I have a rhyme time beat that'll make you free. You all know that I'm unique.
case just to change the pace, just to give you a taste of the bass in the face. You don't want to be, I know the space, and I will listen to it now as I rock this bitch. And I rock y'all, and I don't stop y'all, cause I can't quit y'all. This is it y'all, a little bit y'all, I like a bit y'all. And then you bend and you twist and you bend, you didn't hear me then, I'll say it again. And then you twist and you bend, then you twist. You don't want to catch off, a fight piss, and you rock and you roll and you rock the rock, and then you shock the block, and then you shock the block, and rock the house, I rock the house, I like a buy the mouse, I gotta rhyme the line, from all to wall, I won't hesitate or even saucer, I rock it with the spring and summer and fall, see, I go by the name of all feel, I rock a rock, shock to the rhythm, I rock to the rhythm, and I can rock it to the B-E, the B, 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 the E, the A, the T, but don't be I rock it, y'all, and I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. I like a hop, skip, jump, a legged split. Now I can turn you into a lunatic, a two rain, two shine, and even a blizzard. Everybody knows that I'm the mic wizard. I'm the M-I-C-S-T-R-O. I want you to know that I'm the maestro. I take you high, I take you low, and then I rock you faster, then I rock you slow, cause I'm rocking your butt right from the get-go. And when you leave, just say tally ho. Fly girl, fly guys, fly girl, fly guys, fly guys, fly girl. Just, I left a rocket, y'all. And we don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. You see, cause I'm the king who sits on the throne. And the rhymes I say, yes, they on my own. So you let it be known, and I can know that I'm the master on the microphone. And I rock your body to the bone. I listen to me now as I set the tone. From my China to Japan and even Russia, everybody knows that I'm the cold crusher. Cause I crush them soft, I crush them hard. I'm freaking one, they call the Mars Squad. I'm triple fun, I'm twice the delight. I listen to me now, I will excite, then your mind, your manners, and you be polite. You hold on tight, put on your mic, cause I'm the kid that I might gonna rock all night. I rock all day, I rock all night. I rock up to the rhythm to broad daylight, like when the sun pops up between the clouds, and then you turn the stereo and the mic up loud. Cause when I rock, I'm gonna feed the crowd. I like a round and round to get down. I like a round and round and round. I like a round and round in the do-si-do. When the women get hot, they want to go, then I head straight for my crib. Oh, let's go, y'all. Let's go, y'all. Not like a L-E-T-S-G-O. The red means stop and the green means go. When you cross the street, you got to look both ways. Now here's all me and see how I play like green blind mice. See how they run. I rock their bombs because I am number one. And everybody knows I'm numero uno. I make a shout and scream bravo like a B-R-A-B-O. You're coming to rock with the rock disco. Like a D and an I and an S-C-O. I got G-U and an S-T-O. And the words spell out, it's spelled gusto. I like knocking three times on the pipe. I stay back, sucker, sucker, cause you're not my type. Cause the things you do, they done played out. I listen to me now, make it scream and shout. I make it scream and shout, and shout and yell. And everybody knows that I have clientele. Cause I have clientele from heaven to hell. And the in-between, I control the scene. I rock the rock, and I rock so mean. If you a dope fiend and you need a fix, to come to the manor with the master mix. I have a rhyme to lock and rhyme in store. A rhyme that you and I adore. I make your heart thump, I make your feet jump. I make your freak and do the bump. I put the bump inside the Patty Duke is it. And then I rock your butt until you get it. If you're fat or skinny, look like a twig, I'm on the scene where we give the gig. I don't sell little dope so your pocket get big. I've got veggies to make you flip your wig. Cause I'm on the scene where we give the gig. See, you look at me and you don't have to stare. You know I'm weird, but you can't keep it. I make a do the spank dance on out your chair. I make a freak freak on out your nightmare. Like this, y'all. And I like a lap, y'all. A two-step, y'all. I take back, y'all. And that's a fact, y'all. Now he's the A-L-S-L-I-C-K. Listen to me and what I got to say. See, he goes by the name of the man. I'll flick and slick off CB quick. We both jump over the candlestick. And then I jump so high, I touch the sky. I never came back to say goodbye. But now I'm here with the new premiere. So you rock it in your pocket and out your ear. To make your own, I want to be your peer. But I listen to me now, cause I am sincere. So let me your ear, my sweet, my dear. The rhymes I say, yes, are so severe. And then I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. And I say the do, the don't, and the did. And everybody knows that I'm the mic kid. I'm the K-I-double-G, the kid off seat. I'm here right now to set your soul free. And I then I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. Now get, I get funky. Now get, I get funky. Got to get F-U-N-K-Y. Fly girl, I say don't be shy. Cause I am the man to elect
petrified. Listen to me now as I testify. In this bar game, you can't pass by. The words you hear, they are no lie. Cause when I was a little B-O-Y, my mother told me I should never lie. Cause if I do, my nose will grow like the fairy tale story of Pinocchio. So like an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, I'm mocking you and you know it's the truth. Because I mock at y'all, and I don't stop y'all. I can't quit y'all, so keep on with the study step. And keep on with the study step. Just do that by that rock. Just do that by that rock. But keep on with the study step. And keep on with the study step. You put the pep in your step, the pride in your grind. We do it so, we start to glide. We slip and slip, slip to slip, slip, slip. But keep on with the study step. And keep on with the study step. I think you look through the window, you take a glimpse of two times to the fellas who think they pimp. My name should be on the Goodyear blimps. They know my name all over the globe. And with my sound, I'll pinch your ear low. He's a R-I-Z-Z-O. He goes by the name of a Joe Rizzo. He's the type of guy who likes to be fly. He has other girls a wig in their eyes. Now we were fooling out. I turned it out and you don't.
All I know is this we do. All the way live, y'all. You know what I mean? With how we bring forth the hip-hop legacy. That's what Merch City is all about since 2012, November 14th of that year, when me and Ricky R. Jones start this thing. That's right. Say our name, Ricky Rochelle Jones. And we celebrate our championship tonight, our 48th, you know what I mean, all time with me. It is what it is, with the help of Dr. J and Sham God. Tomorrow night, we come right back on this legacy. With the outstanding International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Pitino, and her eponymous-named show, The Jerry Pitino Show, right? 9:30 Eastern, Standard Time on The Storied. And WBN has advertising doing Ghosty Time Multimedia. Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, and then Ghosty_Time. Ola Dudley Malaywa and Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? oladaylay.ngozi@mygmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. I'm not going to do no accolades because you know who I am. Ola Dudley Malaywa and Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio support us on a constant basis. But also, I am, most importantly, your DJ, Honeybee Olad Ski. And my theme song will be always this.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. I want you, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, comp, to the beat, a short shot, come on.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those stuff was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually if it was meant to be. But it would be cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped, but a down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. One, two, y'all, if you don't stop. Don't stop,
a confidence,
y'all, if you don't stop.
But
yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop, you act, yo, we gotta be the
short shot. Now periodically I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weed, in goes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me. In a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the West Coast, and I was cool, cause
around the same time, I went away to school and I'm a man dub expanded. So why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA. And she did, son, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past. So she got into R&B, hip hop, space, and jazz. Now black music is black music and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood. Cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone that you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. This is the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. One, two, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat time, gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, you don't check it.
I might have felt a bitch and that the chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he on to the native. So the if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressed hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping rocks, serving rocks and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk. Telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her. Not just to say I did it, but I'm committed. But so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same. Letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas swimming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back hoping that the shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2 constant is gold to drop. I used to love her, I used to love her, I used to love her,
All right. What a wonderful night here on Merc City. We're making Merc City great again. And it was a wonderful night. Sham God, you did an awesome job. And it's amazing how your topics and my topics, they like went well together. I didn't know what you were going to be talking about. You didn't know what I was going to be talking about, you know, but we both chose topics, you know, came up with topics that were awesome tonight. And the music played by our honey Bee Olasky was on point. Very good music. I like the music tonight. And quite a few of the artists that she played tonight, I've had the privilege of interviewing them in the past. Y'all can check out some of those interviews on my Facebook page, on the Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page, y'all. Like Money Love, Money in the Middle, and all those songs I like. They were good. So thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. And again, congratulations, Merc City 48. All right. I'm Chinchilla J, y'all. Next time, next month, we'll see y'all in 4 weeks for, guess what, Merc City. Making Merc City great again. I'm Chinchilla J, y'all. Good night.